Handel's water music, the dulcet tones which will welcome 1,000 vessels to the River Thames on the 3rd of June this summer for the Diamond Jubilee pageant. This morning I went to City Hall, where the organisers of the pageant gave more details about this extraordinary historic London event, which will include some 25 miles of the Thames riverbank and pass under 14 bridges. The pageant master is Adrian Evans. He's also the director of the Thames Festival.
Well, I think that people will not have seen the river like this, certainly in their lifetimes. You've got to look at paintings, really, to understand the river so full with boats and full with a sense of anticipation for a piece of river theatre. They used to do these things fantastically well, but you've got to go back hundreds of years. And then they were called water triumphs. And I like that idea that, you know, that's what we set ourselves up to do, to create a triumph on the Thames.
Applications to take part from boat owners have been 3 times oversubscribed. Those taking part include the Amazon, which was used during the last Diamond Jubilee for Queen Victoria in 1897, and a motorboat which was used by Winston Churchill and Dwight D. Eisenhower when they reviewed D-Day forces. There'll be American whaling boats, a wooden slipper launch from Canada, surfing boats from each Australian state with surfers included, and a houseboat from India. But London's river community will also play a big part.
The whole cross-section of the river community is involved, be they working boats or pleasure boats or manpower boats, but those that know, I mean, the Thames is an extraordinary landscape. It's quite challenging, and obviously those that understand the Thames are the people that we turn to first and foremost. But it is a UK event that London is hosting, so I've been just as enthusiastic to stretch out our hands and involve people from all over the UK.
The vessels will moor at Hammersmith in West London and end up down the Thames in Greenwich. It's a logistical nightmare to be able to get the boats on and off the river, and Adrian admits some local people at either end of the Thames may see disruption.
I think there's some inevitability that it will cause some disruption. I think I'd be foolish to stand here in front of you and say that there wouldn't be. But what I hope is that people will take that in their strides and make appropriate plans. All the vessels, for certain, they will go on to their moorings either the day or further in advance of the event itself to ensure that we are ready on the big day, the 3rd of June itself.
Along with the river pageant, there'll be a Diamond Jubilee Festival in Battersea Park. It'll be a day-long programme of music and entertainment. You'll be able to watch the pageant pass by. All the activities will reference the Diamond Jubilee, reflecting design, music, fashion, art, film and food from the 6 decades of the Queen's reign. One of the main attractions will be a portrait of the Queen made up of over 3,000 cakes, one for each week of her reign. But not everyone's happy. The Royal Borough of Kingston-upon-Thames has a history dating back to the crowning of 7 Saxon kings in the town. It used to be the only place till recent centuries where you could cross the river apart from at London Bridge. The mayor of Kingston is Patrick Codd.
Very, very disappointing. When we were first talking about this some time ago, we had visions that because there were 1,000 vessels involved, that they would, although it was, we always knew it was going to start off in Wandsworth, that it would actually come round the river into the Royal Borough. And so, disappointed, but there we are. Obviously, they can accommodate them further down river, which I suppose is the convenience of the pageant masters, because obviously the tighter they can keep it, the more control they have, rather than the longer the spread, the more difficult in actual fact to keep it working at the correct speed so that everything goes smoothly.
The pageant will cost £10 million, but no public money will be spent, the bills being footed by private sponsors like Sainsbury's. Lord Salisbury, the chair of the Thames Diamond Jubilee Foundation, whose great-grandfather was Prime Minister at the time of the last Diamond Jubilee, says numbers in London could exceed those for last year's royal wedding. He expects a billion people to watch the event on TV screens across the world, which would be an amazing advert for London and the UK. And the Mayor Boris Johnson says for many Londoners it will be more exciting than the other big event happening this summer, the Olympics. Many have felt disconnected from the Games because they didn't manage to get tickets. But the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, however, will be something every Londoner can be part of, as all the events are completely free.